I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. President Trump visited India this week but didn't publicly address religious freedom. Dodd Nettleton of Voice to the Martyrs says religious minorities, especially Muslims, protested during the event hoping to catch the attention of the West. Instead, violence broke out, claiming over 30 lives and injuring over 200. Nettleton says Prime Minister Modi's government operates on Hindu nationalist principles, and he encourages Christians to pray for their brothers and sisters in India.
They are still there. They're going to be there long after President Trump and Mrs. Trump are home. They are still facing persecution, and so we can pray for them. We can pray for protection. We can pray for their ministry. We can pray that God will encourage them in the midst of persecution.
Nettleton reminds Christians not to trust in politicians, but in the lordship of Christ over all things. And yesterday was the Collegiate Day of Prayer here in the United States. It's a massive annual event put on by campus ministries to encourage prayer for college campuses across America. Every campus with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is one of those ministries. InterVarsity's John Heatbrink says yesterday they saw people doing prayer walks on campuses, praying in churches, and hosting prayer events to see God move. Collegiate Day of Prayer even did a live simulcast from a historic Yale chapel that broadcast all around the country.
And really the hope is that it's, of course, not just one day of prayer, but actually a day to shine a spotlight on the strategic need that campuses are so that folks would continue to pray for campuses long after Collegiate Day of Prayer is done.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Just head to missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.